Hi, this is Naeem Hassan, and welcome to the Olympic Mindset Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Naeem Hassan, host of the Olympic Mindset Podcast. You know, I just finished my workout, and I was reflecting on the idea of practice. And over the years, I spent a lot of hours and time in practice. And we've all heard the idea that practice makes perfect. But what I've come to know is that practice may or may not make perfect, but I certainly know for certain that practice does make us more efficient. And that efficiency has to do with this idea or law of facilitation. The more we do something, the easier it gets. And that the operative word is something. Because if we aren't practicing at the level or above the level that we want to play and perform, then we are practicing at a level that is way below our potential. And the idea that you're going to get into a game situation and ratchet it up may or may not work long term, maybe in the short term, but when we want to perform at a high level and be efficient at performing at a high level, we have to practice at that level. It reminds me back in the day when I was competing my first nationals and back in 1979, I made it to the semifinals and I was competing against a gentleman named Tom Seaborn. It was a tough match. He was a previous year's national champion. We ended up fighting two overtimes. I had never in my life been so exhausted. I fell to the ground after the match. He won. I was so tired, I thought I was going to die. I ended up going on and winning a bronze medal in that competition. But when I came back to Portland and began training, I trained with a whole different mindset because I had never been that exhausted before and so invariably didn't really know how to train. But with that experience, came back, documented, and began to intensify my training. And over the years, got to the point where I didn't get very tired in matches because I used those moments of being completely exhausted as a training target, training to exhaustion, training to the point where you're going to practically pass out so that you become comfortable in that space. And then when you add the adrenaline rush that you get at a competition, now I'm able to perform at a high level for a longer period of time. And as a result, I won a lot. And so when I think about practice, I want you to think about the fact that if we are showing up in any other areas of our life and we are not performing at the level that we are certainly capable of, just know that we are getting good at practicing way below our level. And the idea that you're going to step it up at some point just may or may not work. And I think it ends up contributing or promoting this idea of a split personality where perhaps you are working on a job, you got to a point where you're just kind of going through the motions. And then you get off work and you get engaged in other things that you really love to do and you're giving it your all, so to speak. Why not just be that way overall so that we only have one personality, and that's the personality that says I'm going to show up and I'm going to be the absolute best I can be, because whatever effort and practice we are doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it for someone else. And so if we are practicing and becoming really efficient, that is the benefit we get. And so just something to keep in mind, the practice does not necessarily make perfect, but we do get really efficient at the things that we spend our time doing. So have a great day.